Why do we need approval? Honestly, why do we need approval?
Why we need, from the ego point of view, from a soul point of
view? Yeah, from the soul's point of view, why are people, like, for example, we like to be comfortable because Rav Ashlag, the founder of the Kabbalah Center, says at a root level, we are the creator, and the creator is in a state of rest, not moving, right? We say the creator is everywhere, not moving. So if I'm getting to the level of being the creator, I'm going to be in a state of rest. So that's why people like rest.
Exactly. Also, but if you think about it, does the creator want mankind to appreciate him?
Does the creator need it?
The creator doesn't need it, but he wants mankind to appreciate.
For the sake of mankind.
For the sake of mankind.
Right.
So is it a bad thing that I will be appreciated by people that I love and they love me?
I see. So if I appreciate something, I can receive from it. If I appreciate you, then it gives you the ability to share with me. I can receive from you.
Absolutely.
So when people approve of me, why do I like when people approve of me? It means that I can contribute, I can give, I can also receive something back from them. That's why we all like approval.
Now, as babies, we cannot exist without the love and the approval that come from outside. We cannot. We need the recognition, we need the love, we need the support that come from our parents and from our immediate surrounding. And as we're maturing and growing, we potentially can develop a sense of finding that approval from within. Self-love, self-respect, self-appreciation from within. And part of the spiritual work is gradually to develop sense of depending on self-love and self-appreciation and self-approval. Nevertheless, in the world of tikkun that we all live, all of us have some tikkun regarding approval. And what does it mean, tikkun regarding approval? It means that I need outside energy from someone to make me feel good. That they appreciate me, they respect me, they approve of me. And if I don't get it, I'll be depressed, I'll be down, I'll be depleted. And in every area, I'm too dependent on approval and recognition from the outside, it's areas that I need to work on my tikkun.
It always goes back to the same thing, Kabbalah 1. If you're not the light, you're not getting the light. If you're depending on something outside of you, you're not receiving the light of the Creator, right? There's nothing wrong with circuitry and people who like each other and who approve of each other. But when my happiness depends on, do you like me? Do you not like me? Why is this so dangerous? Because instead of being a channel, instead of saying things from a pure place without agenda and true care about you, I'm going to be busy with what you think of me. I remember the number one tip I heard about public speaking when I first started way back was, as long as I need the approval of the crowd, I will always have a fear of speaking. I will always be worried about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, what I should be saying to them, because I need them to like me. And what if I need them to like me, I'm not going to actually be giving to them. We are not givers when we're looking for people's approval. If we're in any situation, we can't be givers if I'm thinking I need you to like me.
Absolutely. And let's say a person constantly gets approval. They have tikkun with approval, but they get it. And it makes them happy, and it makes them happy, and it makes them feel loved, and in love, and connected, and energized. And then after 3 weeks that they got constant approval and appreciation from that individual, they don't get it anymore. You know what happened? Suddenly I feel disconnected, I feel unloved, I feel not myself. I forgot all the 3 weeks of appreciation and recognition I got. Why? Because as long as I need the approval to feel good about myself, at the moment I will not get it, I will forget all the moments I got it because it's not real fulfillment.
This leads into a practical example. I would say to anybody watching these videos, think of an area of your life right now where you're getting a lot of appreciation from people, a lot of accolade, a lot of compliments. There must be an area of your life, you're just a star, you're making things happen, and it could be private or public. And to realize how dangerous it is. I remember when starting to teach, actually it was a lesson that Eitan shared with me. You know, you teach 100 people, you teach 300 people, you teach 500 people, you teach 1,000 people, and they're listening to you, and they like you, and they even tell you they like you, and they give you appreciation. How dangerous it is to let that energy in fully. Again, to enjoy, to appreciate, to have circuitry, yes, but there's a moment, actors or some kind of a star who gets so much appreciation, that energy starts to become a drug that controls them. And then what happens to a muscle when you don't use it? It atrophies. If I start to get energy from the outside, from people, and I let that in, the muscle of self-love atrophies. My own ability to create my light goes through atrophy. When we're going through tough times and nobody likes us, we're struggling, we're pushing, we're building that muscle, we're trying to create value in ourselves, we're trying to like build our skills. But as soon as everybody likes us and pats us on the back and gives us amazing compliments, which is good and we need that, if I believe that too much, if I let that in, I become weak, even though it feels good. It feels good for the moment. And that's why people crash.
So a tool that can help each one of us to strengthen our ability to feel the approval from within and the self-respect from within. Every time you feel rejected, it is painful for all of us. But it's because the Creator giving us an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between my soul and myself from within. It's opportunity to find the light of self-love from within. When I feel rejected, I feel not liked, not loved, the reactive part of us feels small, disconnected, going down, little child. And that's the opportunity. Pause. Find this light inside. I still feel small, but it's okay. I'm building my true spiritual consciousness of self-love.
Yeah, and any rejection, any humiliation you experience at any moment in your life, know that that is the protection for the future success you're gonna have. And that's often why a rejection will almost always, some kind of failure, rejection, humiliation will almost always come right before the Creator is about to give you your big success.